Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Ernst.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs Better Life Show, and today we have with us again my good friend. He's a national trainer for Nature's Plus, great educator, scientist, Mike Chimmett. Hello, Mike. How are you doing, buddy?
Hello again, Mike. Great. How are you today?
Well, you know, my wife tells me I'm beyond help, and she's always right. So I think
she's
maybe
a smart woman.
She's a smart woman. Yeah, I love her to death. So anyway, that's what's going on with me. I'm just pounding away here. Hey, we were talking about iron supplements last time, and I really I just got done going to the doctor. I'm battling aplastic anemia. That's where your bone marrow does not really produce the stem cells, so you don't produce the red blood cells, and your hemoglobin is trashed, and you have to sometimes get transfusions. People are teasing me that I'm a vampire now, but I'm working through this. It all came from the toxic shock that basically shot my, shot me down, shut my body down, and I'm learning even more about the supplementation. I had a really good compliment from my doctor, who I dearly loved. She's like, I am totally amazed with how you've recovered. She says, whatever you are doing is just phenomenal. And I said, well, can I tell everybody that I'm like the best as far as knowing about great supplements because I'm a miracle? And she says, you sure can. She says, I am totally amazed. She says, I learned from you. And she says, you just tell everybody. So she's really, really one. She's my most favorite doctor in the world right now. So I'm loving it. But I'm, you know, my liver that was basically acute fail, you know, my kidneys and everything, they're all, everything's back to normal, but my body's still having a problem with the deep bone marrow producing the blood like it's supposed to. So we'll see. You know, I think eventually we'll get all of that fixed and repaired, but I have really relied on iron. You know, again, I'm making the blood, the iron is there, but it's just not, I'm not making enough of it. You know, again, I'm not producing enough stem cells, and really the final cure on that, if these transfusions don't work, and usually that does kind of reboot your system according to all of the expert doctors that I'm dealing with. But if that doesn't work, then we look at, you know, unfortunately, maybe a bone marrow transplant, which I hopefully don't have to go there. But I don't have any, you know, irregularities, leukemia, or, you know, sickle cell anemia or anything like that. It's just aplastic. I'm just not producing these stem cells like I'm supposed to. But anyway, we talked about iron last time and the different forms of iron. The fumarate, again, you know, we were saying was, you know, extremely bioavailable. You have a lot of formulations, and that's what's really neat too. When you're trying to produce this hemoglobin, you need to have the proteins and everything, because hemoglobin is basically, you know, a protein-based blood factor. And so you need to have all of these other things, and everything was really good. You had the, what I really enjoy is the chewable, but you also had a sustained release and a soft gel. So, you know, and all of these are combination formulations, and they're extremely phenomenal. But we really didn't get a chance to talk about the newest one that's out. We just kind of mentioned it, and it supplies 18 milligrams, which is 100% of the daily value of highly bioavailable organic iron, and it's whole food bound, and it's very gentle on the gastrointestinal tract. And again, a lot of times you get irregularity with iron supplements. Sometimes you get constipated, and you can even kind of get a dark, tarry stool with it because of all the iron that your body's having to synthesize. But this, interestingly enough, is coming from certified organic curry. And you're not afraid to say the source of that in your formulation, which is Orgeni iron?
Orgeni is the patented variety of iron that the vendor Orgenics is actually extracting from curry leaf using water, high pressure water.
Oh, so there's no dangerous solvents or anything like that, then. So that's
no solvents, no chemicals to deal with. Yeah, it's a terrific process using exceptionally clean water and just high pressure extracting that out. So you're getting the iron and the other beneficial factors from the curry leaf as well.
And I was reading, too, that the organic curry leaves actually help. They're kind of calming on the stomach, and they minimize the irritation and the upset stomach. So it's very digestive friendly. So it's just a really new, novel way. rather than the old, we talked about the ferrous sulfate and the steel wool and the sulfuric acid and you know, the old way of getting iron into your body, which is really kind of scary. But now we're looking at a botanical that I guess they've discovered they can do a high-tech extraction, safe extraction, and it's organic. It's 100% natural, kosher, all vegan, no pesticides, non-synthetic, non-GMO. And actually, I guess it won, the company won, they were two 2015 finalists for Editor's Choice Award by Nutri Ingredients, which is hard to get. So they've won, you know, or been nominated for some awards. I like it because it's extremely bioavailable. And in the literature that I'm reading, that it's, you know, got all these certifications, of course. It's very bioavailable. But it's supposedly the first certified organic iron supplement in a fully certified organic capsule. So the method of, you know, getting it into the body is also very safe.
Absolutely. You know, that's the thing, too. I mean, we've known now for years, and customers are becoming more familiar with organic foods and organic foods being better for us, simply because of not having maybe the non-GMO component, Frankenfood, as I call them sometimes.
Yes.
Not having some of these elements or genetic makeup that our body is not used to digesting. And so from organic foods, obviously, we get tremendously bioavailable, highly beneficial nutrients from them. And so more and more supplements are moving to the organic side and certified organic side. It's not an easy process.
No.
Not to bore the listeners with the details, but you know, to certify crops, if you will, as organic, first and foremost, the land has to sit dormant for 3 years with
right.
absolutely nothing being grown on it,
right.
nothing being sprayed on it or put on it. And then, of course, you have to cultivate your crop, and you have to, you know, bring that to maturity, because not everything, you know, from first year is exactly grown the way it needs to be. And, you know, I'm not a grower. I'm a supplement, you know, trainer, supplement person. But, you know, I understand a bit about the process. So it's a very timely process. It's a very cost-intensive process. And but nonetheless, very beneficial as well.
Well, see,
so
this is
customers are getting more familiar. Yeah,
this is something that's really important, because I know in the strawberry industry now there's a big hoo-ha going on about the fact that strawberries that say they're organic really aren't, because they can start. Particularly in California, the laws are still, there's a lot of gray area, and things are getting stricter. So everybody, don't freak out on, you know, oh, organic isn't organic, because it is, and it's better than non-organic, because you're getting away from the artificial fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides. But the thing is they use a fungicide on the original starter plants that they make the strawberries with. Now, once the strawberry, you know, they put that plant in, but it's already been non-organic. It's been treated with a fungicide. Then they put it in, and then they follow all of the standard procedures of being organic. So there's this real big gray area going on, and they're saying now that you really need to talk to it, particularly go to a farmer's market, talk to the farmer, and make sure that they're not getting their starts from somewhere that's using non-organic procedures, because they can get around it with the strawberries, not with all these plants. But so, you know, that's something that's going on that we watch for. Your company is really good, and there's several other companies that are really good at going all the way down to the original seed, making sure it's heirloom, making sure it's non-GMO, and following it all the way, because there are tricks that can happen. And generally, it's, you know, big food manufacturers, big produce manufacturers, big farming. We're seeing it even with the organic milk, that they're not really letting the cows free graze and so forth. We're seeing that more and more, that the big companies are cheating. And it's not really as much in the nutraceutical industry as it is in the food industry. So they're trying to get around the GMOs. I think the nutraceutical industry, and I'm going to be interviewing more people in the future to explain all that, you know, you go through. So you've got all these certifications. The delivery system, again, you know, even the capsule is fully certified. That's very important. I mean, you could have a, you know, certified organic supplement and then put it in a capsule that's got, you know, a GMO veggie cap or something. So you want to be really careful. And your company is very good at looking at the whole picture.
Well, we try to stay on the cutting edge as well, too. And I always like to say and make one clarification, though. So
yes,
there's a lot of great supplements out there, and there can be, you know, many that aren't so great. So you really need to go to a qualified, you know, natural health food store like Mary Mann Herb and talk to the experts there. You know, Mary Mann is not looking for the cheapest supplements on the market.
Right.
The supplements to
right.
sell you at the best price that they can bring it to you.
Yeah, we're looking for quality, number one. And then we work on the price, and then of course the product has to work. I mean, you can sell a really high quality product at a good low price, but is it, you know, gonna really work? We got into that with the grapeseed extracts, you know, that would maybe be high in tannin. Although it was a really good quality product, everything was done correctly, it wasn't processed properly. So it's gotta be high quality, low cost, and then it has to work. It has to be bioavailable. And that's what I'm really excited about, this curry. Obviously it's working really well. My iron levels are good. I'm just not making the stem cells. I'm not making the blood. Now, in this supplement, it also has certified organic whole food blend. So you've got everything from rice protein, acerola cherry extract, all the way down to even, I noticed, tomato juice. I kind of understand. I even have a shiitake mushroom, which shiitake mushrooms are very, very healing tonic for the liver. And I think so is reishi mushroom. So those, you know, those are very healing. And you've got spirulina. So are you, is the company purposely putting in these additional whole food blends to help support the liver? What, explain the science behind that. I'm very interested in that.
Sure. Well, it's to support the liver, of course, but it's really to support the entire body. And when you're taking iron, again, similar to the Hemaplex line of products that we discussed last show, you need all of the different flavonoids and all of the different, you know, antioxidants to be able to produce that good hemoglobin molecule, which obviously, you know, red blood cell. So you need all of those elements. And if you took just a purified iron supplement with absolutely no synergistic cofactors, could the body do well with that? Well, yes, more than likely, as long as you have all those other elements from the other foods that you're eating. But if you don't have them, and you don't have them really in the, you know, near proximity in time,
at that time, right,
you're going to have a minimal, you know, success at converting that iron into, you know, a hemoglobin molecule, so hemoglobin cell. So you actually want to make sure that you have all of that at the same time. So we try to make a complex, a blend, to give a person everything they need so that the supplement can work for them, so that it can be absorbed well, so that it can sit well with them, all the things that we've discussed already. And as you mentioned, it's so wonderful that, again, nature, you know, puts many of these elements in the food that typically have the nutrient that we're looking for.
Already. You know? So, it's already in there. It's already balanced. It's already good to go. And our bodies have been genetically, over the millennia, have been genetically tuned to, when we eat this, to be able to absorb it and utilize it. So just real quickly, you have broccoli, cauliflower, cordyceps mushroom, pineapple fruit, parsley, beet juice. Oh, everybody knows how good that is for your liver. Carrot juice, too. That is phenomenal. Pure spirulina, turmeric, and we all know how good turmeric is, and the shiitake mushroom, mycelia, which is the growing root part, which contains all kinds of beneficial nutrients, pure chlorella, flaxseed, bilberry fruit, blueberry, kale, maitake mushroom, spinach leaves, tomato juice, and then you have a little bit of protein in there, rice protein, touch of potato starch, acerola cherry. Phenomenal. Just phenomenal. Very impressed with that. So that's something, if you're having problems with your iron supplement, you don't want to take the steel wool and sulfuric acid formulation that you get from your doctor. And my doctor always laughs. She's like, she was really excited. She goes, she says, I've kind of heard about that new curry. She says, that is really neat that they've come up with something that's so bioavailable. And you're only taking 18 milligrams in. You don't have to take, you know, 350 milligrams of something that's going to just clog you up and create all these problems. It's going to go right into your blood and do what it needs to do. All right, well, let's go on to the next thing here. Too bad we can't ask for questions. I'm so used to giving lectures, I always feel like, are there any questions? But with radio, you talk and they have to, you have to listen. So, but feel free, anybody, if you ever have any questions, and we do get a lot of calls at Mary Mann at 217-429-1555. 5. You can give us a call or visit our website if you didn't hear all of this, www.marimann.com. Now let's go into some of the B vitamins. We wanted to talk about those, and then maybe we'll have time to finish up with the new vegan power meal, or we might save that for later because you and I get to talking and there's so much information to give out now. B complex. I have always learned, always been told, working with the nutritionists and so forth, that the bees work together. Just like, you know, a beehive, you know, you've got all the bees working together. The B vitamins work together, but it's very important to get B vitamins that are bioavailable. So on the B12, you want to look for methylcobalamin. The B6, you know, you want to make sure that it's from a natural whole food source, and all of the other, the thiamine and the folic acid, which actually you want to look for folate, but sometimes it is listed as folic acid, and then you'll see the organics underneath it, and then you realize that it's actually folate is one of the folic acid. Actually, we actually have folic acid receptors, or a folic acid receptor in the mechanism, but the folic acid has to be broken down into folate, which is actually what you're getting, but sometimes it's used as a measurement. So there is a little confusion on the label, I think, with some people, but... explain a little bit. All of this, the B complex, I'm seeing that it's from guava, holy basil, and lemon extracts are the base. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Are the base for this. But we're looking at something that's extremely bioavailable. It's an organic gold standard. And we've talked about that before, how it goes through all the processing. Super high quality. It's a great complex. But how did this all come about? I mean, why are we looking at lemon and guava and holy basil?
Absolutely. Well, those supplements, or those nutrients, I should say, those foods, have a significant amount of these vitamins, of the B vitamins, that through water extraction, they can be utilized and pulled out. And so really, when you start looking at many of these foods, guava, holy basil, lemon extract,
yes,
specifically the guava and the holy basil, within extraction of nutrients from herbs, not always can you get the nutrients that you're looking for out of the herb without using something that might be considered maybe a little stronger. You might have to use an alcohol extraction,
right?
Like
right.
In tinctures that have been used. So in a certified organic, alcohol not being possible, you need to look at a water solution. So these were foods that could be used where a significant amount of those nutrients, of those B vitamins, could be extracted with a water process. So it made it, again, feasible and cost feasible to do it.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. But this is obviously, if you have MTHFR or you're looking for a really good B vitamin that you can digest and absorb, this would be a phenomenal product. And I also see it is topped off with a certified organic whole food blend. Again, you're throwing in apples, oranges, grapes, blueberries, strawberries, cranberries, beets, broccoli, on and on. I mean, there's a whole myriad of different, even pomegranate and cherry. And I'm also seeing something interesting here. It looks like there is a prebiotic used in the organic capsule. Why is that? That's kind of new to me. I've heard about, you know, putting it in supplements, but why, what's going on there with that?
Yeah, so of course, in general, you've seen prebiotics in some supplements, usually in probiotics, because it's a food for the probiotics, right?
Right, right.
Basically a fiber-type material. And we, with our supplier of the capsule, have found out a way to use this. It's called polyulin, a prebiotic. It's a polysaccharide.
Mm-hmm.
We're basically able
to form
the capsule from it. Yeah, right.
Okay. Wow. And so that's feeding your good bacteria. So the capsule is actually good for the feeding the good bacteria in your digestive system on top of being organic and everything else. Wow, that is just absolutely phenomenal. So that's a really good formulation, a really good blend. And again, it has the thiamine, the riboflavin, the niacin, the B6, the folic acid, actually folate-based, B12, methylcobalamin, which is what you want to look for, the biotin, the pantothenic acid. Again, all of this is coming from certified organic guava, holy basil, and lemon extracts. So this is all vegetarian-based, and I think would be absolutely phenomenal. Now let's go into the B12. You know, and again, the cyanocobalamin is the harder to absorb, and we're really kind of getting away from that. There's a hydrocolobalamin. There's other forms of B12. But the methylcobalamin is, because the methyl group is so important, it's kind of feeding that those whole mechanisms and channels. And when you look at it from a scientific viewpoint and talking with all of the people that I always talk with, the leading doctors and nutritionists and so forth, they're all really thinking that methylcobalamin is the way to go. Now, where is this methylcobalamin coming from? Again, I'm kind of seeing guava, holy basil, and lemon extracts again.
Right. So methylcobalamin, there's a little bit of it. When it comes to supplements, there's a bit of a trick, if you will, to it, or a bit of a challenge, I should say, is more the word.
All right.
For years, it's been available to supplement manufacturers, but the issue has always been keeping it stable in a formulation.
Oh, yeah, because you can't lose milligrams. Yeah, you can't lose milligrams. It's the same thing with the probiotics, too. You can't lose colony-forming units. If you have 10 billion and you end up, when you sell it 1 billion, that's not good. That's why some are refrigerated. And sometimes you can't mix things together either. They will degrade. We've seen that before, too. So what's the trick here, Mike?
So the trick is it really needs to be bound to a protein to help it be kept stable. And there actually was a supplier, not to be named or anything here,
sure,
that was doing a liquid formulation of a methylcobalamin, but then learned very quickly, because it wasn't bound to anything, it was losing and not staying stable on the shelf. And it's just one of those things that, you know, as nutrients progress forward, whether it be in terms of organics or the source or where they're coming from, as they move forward, there will be challenges, you know,
right,
and we will meet those head on. And, you know, sometimes we, as manufacturers in the industry, we all learn from each other, and we learn from certain errors. You know, things come up that have never been before because they never were before. So as we move forward, we learn that. So you're asking the source. It is actually, a proprietary source. But you will find in any supplement today at this time that the source is not mentioned, but yet you will see that it is labeled as methylcobalamin, and there will be some form of a bound to it or a binding to it. In this case, we're using protein.
Right.
Other companies will use a yeast-type binding procedure. We've stayed away from yeast in all of our Source of Life Garden supplements. For some people, yeast can be considered an allergen.
Right.
And our supplements are also allergen-free, certified. So all major certified allergens. And so we've stayed away from the yeast binding, so we are using protein in this case. And so it is a challenge. And I go back to when I started in the industry about 8 years ago, and you've got a couple on me, I know, in the industry. D3 had just emerged as now being able to be kept stable on the shelf.
Uh-huh.
And prior to that, it was not. As you know, we were looking at either fish liver or, you know, a plant-based D2.
Right, the cod liver oil. And in fact, I had one of my associates today telling me, actually it's one of the girls that works in the shop. She does a ton of research, because she has some health issues too. And there's a new lecture out about, D3 is really only good from the fish oils. The other D3 is not true. And you're just kind of explaining that. Could you go into a little bit of detail? I know we're going to get off subject here, but I think it's really important. D3, you want it really bioavailable. So there's actually science now to help it do that?
Well, so basically... And it kind of goes to many different supplements, like I said, with methylcobalamin. But a supplement needs several different things, obviously, right? It needs to be, you know, natural, so it can be absorbable, so it can be utilized by the body, so the body can convert it.
Right.
And, you can do it not in any of those manners and do it synthetically and put it on the shelf for $6.99. Or you can do it the right way. However, there are typically challenges. And so D3 has been one of those, and it was in the past. Basically, and again, I'm not a chemist, right? But I understand from the standpoint of not just putting it in an oil, but it's the way it was put into the oil and the timing of certain events. So it's a really proprietary, pretty sophisticated process that goes past me. But I bring that up as an example because, again, it kind of shows the progression and the migration, if you will, of supplements as we move along. And the more we learn about them, the better we can make them.
Okay, so
I would also equate it to saving CoQ10 ubiquinol. Right?
Yes, and there's a new fermented form that's phenomenal. So basically what's happening, I think, is you, and I see this a lot, you'll get these doctors or scientists, and they'll look at some of the old, and they don't realize there's been a new advancement. They're not keeping up with it. So they're saying, well, you know, the only way to really get good D3 is through cod liver oil. And we sell a phenomenal one that's actually a fermented form. And we've talked about that on the show in the past. You can go back and look at the podcast. The thing is there's all this advancement. And I saw something the other day about vitamin E, and they were saying, well, you know, there's the vitamin E is the synthetic and this and that. Well, there's the natural forms that are really good. And they keep quoting the old studies about vitamin E being bad for you. Well, those were studies done on the synthetic form. And actually, the alpha tocopherol is the one main vitamin E that is readily absorbed into the body that works really well. So I think there's a big important thing to look at, and that's to look at supplements, buy your supplements from somebody that's really staying ahead of the curve, making sure that they're bioavailable, making sure that the delivery system is convenient for you. Do you want a liquid? Do you want a chewable? Do you want a cap? Do you not really care? Do you want the very, very best, iron supplement or whatever? Maybe it only comes in a capsule, but you want the very best, the most bioavailable. Are you willing to spend just a little bit more money maybe to get a little bit more of that supplement into your body? Obviously, you can buy, you know, the amla berry, which I think is absolutely one of the best forms of vitamin C and the way to get it. And I know some of your formulations utilize that. Or are you going to just buy ascorbic acid, which may even have cornstarch in it? Another, what we've talked about earlier, you want to, with the allergens, you know, with the yeast and so forth. So are you willing to spend a little bit of money and really get the best? I know my mom always said you don't want to put sugar in your gas tank. And obviously, you want to get the highest quality supplements, but you don't want to pay too much. And I think we really work on that. So you can really get your money's worth. And sometimes you don't have to take as much. You know, why put a bunch of garbage in your body and have to take a high dose of, you know, say, ferrous sulfate when you could take a low dose and actually put less stress and toxins and pressure on your body, give your body what it really needs. And at the end of the day, the biggest test, Mike, and I know you'll agree with me on this, at the end of the day, it's how you feel. You know, and also the tests, the blood tests from the doctor and, you know, the scientific analysis, that's very critical and important too to validate all of it. But it's how you feel. And your body is what you're trying to make feel better. It's the best instrument. So there you go. Hey, I think we're out of time. And this has been very interesting. I think we're going to have to talk about this new vegan power meal next time, Mike. We're going to talk about some of the proteins that are just flying off the shelf at Merry Man.
Well, I look forward to it. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You are sure welcome. Thank you.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merry Man Earth.